Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us tonight on Sweet Liberty. Tonight is Monday, and it is the 15th of August in the year 2005. And I'm glad you're with us tonight. Hope you had a lovely weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, it's more than a weekend now, isn't it? We get from Thursday until Monday, or we have until from Thursday until Monday. So three nights a week, and it is a possibility we're going to be cutting back to two nights a week. I don't know if it is. For the broadcast.
Yes, Jackie?
Yes, Alan.
Pastor Pete's on.
I'm sorry?
Pastor Pete is on.
Pastor Pete Peters is on again?
Yeah.
They've done it again.
Yep, there it is right there.
All right, well, Nicholas, if you're there, Alan?
Yeah.
Well, I cannot, yes, I can. I'll tell you what, for our internet listeners, if you would just begin, and I can take another phone line and call WWCR and see what's up.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. This is Alan Watt, folks.
Yep. Once again, we've got a mix-up at the shortwave station where they're playing another broadcaster's tapes. We don't know why, but... Maybe it's God intervening, who knows, because that's what he was on about, his old Jehovah, and how he's really, or the British are really the Jews. But what I should say to start off today is that I have the three books for sale, and I'll give you the address to send $25 for international postal order right now, because I'm filling in for Jackie while she straightens up the shortwave station. And my name is Alan Watt, which is W-A-T-T, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is E-S-T-A-I-R-E, Ontario, Canada. And that's P for Peter, 3, E for Elizabeth, 4, N for Nora, 1. My phone number is 705-695-0416. And these books go through Freemasonry from ancient times, not just from the usual guilds they talk about in the Middle Ages, because the secret brotherhoods have been here as long as money has been here, and all of its different forms. And I also go through how the money boys took over even the ancient worlds, and how they created nations and had wars going on between them, while they profited from loaning to all the countries which they'd helped to create, and they sold them all the weaponry too, no different from today, and how they benefited from keeping the people in debt, which ensured that they kept running the system, no different at all from today. So these books are $25 each. And that's international postal order from your post office. And I'll get them out to you as soon as I can. I don't know what's happening with the shortwave station, but that's the second time that Pastor Pete, with his British Israel, has been on when we should be on. And I think, yeah, he's still on the shortwave. So I guess there's a debate going on whether they should flick the switch or not, because we'll find out pretty soon.
Alan.
Hello.
I'm. If Nicholas, if you're available, would you please come on the line? I had a call from one of our listeners. I gave her four numbers that I have to call to possibly get a hold of somebody at WWCR. But if Nicholas, if you're listening, if you would please come on the line with us, if you would please get a hold of them and let them know that they're doing it again. Alan?
Yeah.
My. Well, we do have internet listeners right now, so we're not going to act like we're not on the air at all.
Yeah.
But this appears to me to be intentional.
Well, Pastor Peters last week boasted that he now has 400 hours with WWCR, so I guess the muscle is being put into motion.
The muscle has been put into motion. I just want you to know that I don't know how it is for our listeners, but your volume is down so low I can barely hear you.
Yeah.
I can hear you, but I can barely hear
you're
you.
You're down too.
Am I? Okay. Nicholas, WFAR, Nicholas, if you're there, will you please come on the line here and let me know if you can get a hold of WWCR. One of our listeners called in, as I told you, and she's trying the numbers that I would have been trying out. Yes, we found that out, Alan.
Well, you know when you're going to be coming out again?
Well, you just stay tuned, honey. And
will Alan be here?
Alan is with us tonight.
Can I ask one question?
Well, sure.
You could ask of him?
Sure.
You're on now, Jack.
Oh, we're on the air now, Alan.
All right.
All right, did you want to ask a question of Alan?
Well, yeah, he was saying something the other night. About something that he feels might happen in October, and I was wondering what he felt. And then talking about the Boer War, and I guess I interrupted you with the call. You wanted to talk about something about the Boer War.
But I don't know what you're talking about in October.
Well, he said he felt that something dramatic might come up in October.
Oh, is going to happen.
Yeah, I guess he feels that something is going to happen in October.
Okay, well, that's a feeling. But maybe he'll comment on it.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Alan. Bye. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, our shortwave listeners, once again, we have been preempted at the beginning of our broadcast by Pastor Pete Peters. I don't know if this is a statement that is being made by WWCR. Ladies and gentlemen, I understand that we are on the shortwave now also. I just sent a payment, in fact, for the airtime to WWCR, and it was $4,200. We are, after this payment, we are $8,000 in arrears in our shortwave airtime, broadcast airtime. I don't believe that this would justify what has been happening, because we continue to be charged when we get reception that nobody can hear, when we get preempted by another broadcast. We are charged, You, ladies and gentlemen, are charged $140 per minute for the broadcast that you're listening to right now. And I have been in a quandary. I've trying to decide whether we should be continue with this broadcast. I don't know how many of you can hear me tonight. I get calls from listeners. I get letters from listeners saying I almost listened to you on WWCR, that the broadcast before this one is fine, the broadcast after this one is fine, and yet very few of you can hear this broadcast anymore. I will be candid with you. I have discussed this problem with the management of WWCR. I have had the phone hung up on me. I have been accused of accusing them of sabotaging the broadcast. It's very difficult to have a conversation. Hello, you're on the air.
I can hear you, Jackie.
Oh, thanks, Mel.
Okay.
Hey, Mel.
Oh.
I miss you. Will you call me?
Huh?
Will you call me?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, honey, not tonight, but tomorrow.
No, not tonight.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is my very precious friend, Mel, from North Carolina, and we haven't talked in a long time. Folks, Alan and I have discussed this because I was thinking, well, we're going to have to go back. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hello. This is Jason from WWCR. I just wanted to apologize. It was just an operator error.
Jason, this happened last Wednesday night.
Oh, I didn't know.
It happened the same thing last Wednesday night, Jason.
Oh, yeah. We're terribly sorry about that. But that was a different operator. I don't know anything about it.
Well, Jason, can you tell me how this could happen?
Actually, yes. Simple matter. I'll make a note.
Can you speak up just a little bit? I can't hear you very well.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said I'll make a note. Management will take care of it so it doesn't happen again.
I know, but can you tell me how this could happen, Jason?
Oh, yeah. We weren't used to going with the satellite for FAR.
Oh.
We go up to the patch bay. We moved it, and it's real tricky because it comes down on the same surface as Peter's. And,
Well, my understanding is that WWCR is picking this broadcast up from the Internet, from the feed.
The satellite sounds much better.
It comes much better.
Oh, yes, yeah, much cleaner, and there's not a long delay on it. It sounds great.
Oh, well, you know what I was told? I was told by Mr. McClintock that the satellite feed was fuzzy. And that's
the old one is, but since they got that digital, it sounds fantastic.
Okay, so
I just wanted to call and apologize for that.
In other words,
we'll make that very clear up there.
Jason,
yes, ma'am.
Can you give me the coordinates for that, the new satellite?
I can call you back with it. I can look it up.
Okay, well, I should have that at hand. I knew they were switching, but I didn't
that
tell them.
Digital service sounds great.
But Jason,
sure.
Please.
Yeah, I will.
We're only on three nights a week now. And last Wednesday night, it took 15 minutes. I don't know how many listeners we lost.
Right.
But it just doesn't look good for WWCR, Jason.
I know, I agree. I apologize.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Take
bye.
Care. Bye.
Well, there we are, folks. Now, we just talked to an engineer at WWCR, and what he's saying is that the satellite feed that they're getting is really great. So I'm hoping that you can hear us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. What I'm going to do, and I will do this tomorrow night, is have a number for you to call. If you're listening on shortwave, and the program before you is good, and the one after you is good, and this one is not, it would be time for you to call WWCR and see if you can find out what the problem is. because what we've discovered is that sometimes people go, if you have a shortwave radio that can go from 5.070 up to 072, 073, 074, sometimes they catch it clearly almost at 5.075 or below. But if you're not getting it in good, then tune it down or tune it up so that you can hear it. Because what's happening, folks, according to the letters that I get from our listeners, you can't hear us. And I understand if you can't hear the broadcast, those of you who have hung in here through thick and thin, you're to be so deeply commended that you're still here, because it's a wonder, it's a miracle that we haven't lost all of our listeners. Alan Watt is with us tonight. Alan?
Yes,
sir. Uh-huh. And Melody said that your volume is very low.
So is yours. When you're on the phone here with me, I can hardly hear you.
Yeah. Well, evidently, the volume was low coming into WWCR. And I don't know how it is. If Eleanor is listening, Eleanor White, Eleanor is she's monitors for us, and it lets us know, because sometimes when your volume is low to me in my headset, Eleanor calls in and says, "Don't worry about it. Alan's coming in loud and clear." But Melody said tonight from WFAR that your volume was low. Here we go. Hi, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I can hear you, and Alan does real good.
Oh, thanks, Mel.
Okay,
bye, honey.
No, we can't hear each other.
Yeah, we can't hear each other, but they can hear us.
But I know in the shortwave that there's over-modulation there, because your voice is muffled on the shortwave.
Right now?
Yeah.
My voice is muffled.
Yeah, it's not as clear as it should be. In fact, I tuned up to 5074, and it was clearer there.
At 5074.
Yeah.
Well, then we would ask Jason, I guess, who is our engineer tonight, to please make a check, Jason. And if we're over-modulating here, do what needs to be done, because I'm not over-modulating, Alan.
No, I can.
You see, if they're getting it, if they're getting it crisp and clear from the satellite, which is where we're broadcasting from, if the shortwave is overmodulated, once again, it's coming from WWCR.
Well, that's that old wicker man up these tricks.
Well, hello.
Hi, Jackie. It's Alan.
Oh, Eleanor. Hi, honey.
I just want to report that on shortwave, Alan is not too bad.
And?
On the Internet, there's a bigger spread. He's much quieter than you are. However, on my own show, Road to Freedom, I have had difficulty recording Alan also. So there's something inherently low in volume about his phone line.
No, not inherently. Because, Eleanor, in a few minutes, you might hear a little click, and then Alan's volume will be perfect. So there could be some playing around going around with his phone line.
That's what I mean by inherited. It's happening so often these days that it's just...
Yeah. Oh, this is so frustrating, Eleanor.
Anyway, he's okay on shortwave, and that's your main concern.
And I'm not... Am I sounding overmodulated?
Not tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks,
Eleanor.
Bye for now. Thank you so much, honey. Well... Alan, I don't know what to say.
Maybe we should join the British Israelites.
Do what?
Join the British Israel movement.
Well, there we go. Maybe that's what we're...
400 hours a month.
400 hours a month.
On the one stage.
And it comes in crystal clear.
Well, of course.
Well, you know what I was thinking tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Jackie. John here in New York.
Hi, John.
How are you doing tonight?
I don't know.
Okay. No, I just wanted to let you know. Alan, he's coming in very clear.
Good.
His level, though, is a little bit lower than yours, but yet it's definitely clearer than yours. Yours, You sound muffled, like you're overmodulated.
I'll be darned. Thank you, John.
I'm picking you up off the shortwave here in New York.
Thank you, John.
Okay, good night.
And John.
Yeah.
Thanks for your support of this broadcast.
Hey, do the best I can.
Give me,
you got another one coming up soon.
Thanks, but give me a call sometime.
Okay.
Because I'd like to catch up on what's happening.
I'll do my best.
There. Okay, honey.
Well, tonight is one of my rare nights that I'm home at a respectful
okay.
hour and I'm still awake.
I know you got some changes coming up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, good night.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. Well, Alan?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You're clear.
On
my phone.
Okay, well, that's good. Thank you. Whoever is responsible.
That's because it says we should join the British Israel movement.
The British Israel movement. That would probably be our...
God's on our side, you see.
That would... then God's on our side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yahweh is on our side.
The big boss.
You know what? Okay, what I was going to say when I we came on the air tonight
mm-hmm.
is that it has become more than that you're a guest on this broadcast.
Uh-huh.
It's as though you've become a co-host here, Alan.
Yeah.
And folks, the reason, well, it's not that I have to give a reason, but I ask Alan to come on. We get into conversations, and for those of you, and I know there are many of you who so appreciate the information that we have received from Alan and the broadcast that Alan and I have done together, because my questions evidently are important to you, which is what I get from my correspondence from you, that our interchange has been very much of an opening for many of you. And so therefore, Alan is with us again tonight. And I appreciate it very much. And Alan, thank you for being here.
It's a pleasure when we can be heard.
Pardon?
It's a pleasure when we can be heard.
When we can be heard.
Yeah.
When I can hear you.
Yeah. Maybe it's a gimmick to make people listen more intently.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say again what I said at the beginning of the broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, our sponsorship has dropped off.
Mm-hmm.
However, I know that our listenership has dropped off. Because even the people who send donations for sponsoring the broadcast tell me that the frustration that they experience. I was talking to a gentleman from Michigan recently. He said he was outside working, I think working on his boat or something. He had the broadcast on prior to Sweet Liberty. He said it was crystal clear.
Uh-huh.
And then Sweet Liberty came on, and there was very little of it that he could pick up, and right after Sweet Liberty, it cleared up again.
Uh-huh.
And the best suggestion that I had for him was to call WWCR,
mm-hmm.
because I've tried, and I get angry response from management. I've had the phone hung up in my ear. In fact, one time the phone was hung up, I called back because I thought it was rude, so rude. Sometimes I just ignore it, but I wanted to speak with him. And then I was told that he was taking a walk. And the person that I talked to, I said, I just had the phone hung up on me, and I would like to finish this conversation. And Alan... what I'm told is this: if you don't like it, if you think that we are sabotaging the broadcast, go someplace else.
Well, it's a Christian message.
It's a Christian message, yes, yes. Yes.
Well, sure. I mean, it's a business. It's also a... And all media is propaganda. I don't care who runs it. Because an all-seeing eye did not miss a hole in its net, you know. And it never did.
Uh-huh.
The CIA started up the shortwave back in the 50s using Christian radio, and I doubt they've ever let it go. Especially nowadays, because they need it. They need the confusion. And to keep this age of chaos running along, you know. And now, of course, they have their superstars, because the public have been trained to look for superstars, like the general television, your Dr. Phil or Oprah or whatever. And Albert Pike said, we always give the people their leaders, so they must present superstars who are professional talkers. And of course, they have staffs there to help them with their spiels, they say. And of course, it's a Wizard of Oz type thing where behind the curtain, there's this little guy making all this noise. But behind the little guy, you've got a whole staff of people punching up things on his screen, so he sounds terribly informed.
You know what?
Yeah.
This is, I think, in fact, I know what I wanted us to discuss tonight.
Yeah.
But because you explained it, but you explained it more in depth to me.
Yeah.
Because when you first mentioned it, I didn't get what you were saying. But uh-huh. You went through the process. Would you do that, Alan?
Yes. I mean,
for example, you know, we don't have to name names, but let's say a broadcaster,
mm-hmm.
when people call in, no matter what they're talking about, the broadcaster seems to have in-depth information about it.
Yes.
As well, they know everything about everything.
It's history because in every century they give you heroes to follow. They always call them geniuses, and they give you ridiculous stories about them, be them composers or scientists or whatever, but they make up these
Alan, can you hold just for one moment?
Yeah.
We have a call coming in. Hello.
Well, hello. I just wanted to let you know that here in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, I listen to you every time you're on, and it is overmodulated or something all the time.
All the time.
Maybe one time was very clear.
Overmodulated. And it isn't overmodulated. Coming in,
like you're talking, in a pillowcase.
In other words, what I want our listeners, if they can hear me, to hear this, because we were told by Jason, the engineer at WWCR, that the feed that they were getting from the satellite was very crisp and very clear. And so, what our shortwave listeners are getting from the shortwave station is overmodulation.
Yes,
plus 40 here at the end of the scale.
Okay, thank you so much. Please don't go away, honey, okay?
Oh, no, I love your, whatever you're talking about.
Thank you. Who are we talking to?
Mary Jane in Upper Michigan.
Mary Jane. Do you know I'm a Michigander, yes?
Are you?
Oh, from Flint, Michigan, but...
Oh, my way down there. I'm way up.
My summers were spent up at Bear Lake, near Grayling.
Oh, okay,
so,
but I'm way over up. Lake Superior and up in the upper.
You're way up there. Thanks
over
for
Lake Michigan.
Thanks
over
for
the Mackinac Straits and up.
Oh my. Thanks for listening,
thank
honey.
You.
Thank
bye.
You for calling. Bye bye. Okay, Alan, now you know I'm not technician.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes sense to me that if the satellite feed coming from WFAR
uh-huh.
is crisp and clear
yeah.
and if the reception that our shortwave listeners are getting is over modulation,
yeah.
it makes sense that it has to be coming from the shortwave transmitter.
Well, yeah, sure.
Okay.
And
thank
plus
you.
40, that's the end of the scale. It's right up on the right-hand side. You can't go any further with the signal strength. It's over modulated.
Oh, you've got... Are you're monitoring it there? All right, folks.
40, that's the time.
Okay, we're going to be back, Alan. We're at the half hour here. We'll be back right after this. Folks, don't go away. Alan, maybe they can hear you. If they can't understand, why would I be overmodulated and not you? You could do it with the frequency analyzer.
You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com, Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70, and worldwide on the Internet at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Roll away the dawn.
You have been listening to Jackie Petrou's Sweet Liberty program on the First Amendment Radio Network.
This broadcast is also archived and audio streamed on the internet at firstamendmentradio.com. Sweet Liberty is a fully listener-sponsored program. Your donations to support these broadcasts are a necessity. Send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petru, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, P.A. 16936. Again, send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petru, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, P.A. 16936. Be sure to visit the sweetliberty.org website. Thank you for your continued support. And stay tuned to firstamendmentradio.com.
All right, folks, we're back with you with Alan Watt. And I hope that you can hear this broadcast tonight. As I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, I've considered having to cut down to two nights a week. And Jeff Bennett and I talked about this. Jeff said that it is not a good idea because when we, the fewer nights a week that we're on, then people wind up someplace else. But unless the sponsorship of the broadcast picks up, we're going to be forced to do that, either that or go off the air completely because, you see, ultimately, folks, the airtime bill is mine. It's my agreement with the radio station, with WWCR. $8,000 is right now what our airtime bill is, and that is after I sent $4,000, $4,200 to them today. So if you would like to see the broadcast continue, and if we can work through somehow the terrible reception that you all get, then maybe we'll be able to continue. Alan is with us, and Alan Watt, and from what I'm gathering, our listeners, Alan, would you explain once again what you said, why it is that you wouldn't be overmodulated, but I am? And I want our listeners to know, by the way, that you and I are we're both on the same phone line.
Yes.
Folks, Alan calls me, and then I conference us in together. So he's not calling from another phone. He's not calling from a separate phone line into the station. And if it is coming in loud and clear from the satellite, it would follow that our shortwave listeners should be getting loud and clear from both Alan and I. And would you explain what you said, how that could happen, Alan?
Yes, every studio, whether it's a radio or a music studio, has graphic equalizers.
I know you were in the music industry or business.
Yeah, years ago. Yeah.
So you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and when you want to phase out a particular tone or
voice,
a pitch, say, or bring it up even, you can either just by adjusting the slides. And you have a whole battery of slides, and sometimes 48 of them, and you can literally phase out any instrument or vocal sound or any singer in a choir with a different voice. You can phase them in or phase them out. And of course, male and female being different, it's much easier to adjust that way.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that there's somebody sitting there working at these slides. But if they just get their frequencies or whatever tuned in to my voice, they can literally obliterate it.
Or once again, boost it to such an extent that it would become muffled.
Do what?
They can boost it. They can actually bring it up as well and make it muffled. You know, any sound can be distorted by over amplification or modulation. So you can do the same thing with a graphic equalizer. You can literally bring any sound up as well as down. You can bring it up and over-modulate it until it's distorted.
So let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
If I could talk higher or lower,
mm-hmm.
would that spoil the...
No, because you're still within a certain frequency range as opposed to me. Mine will be different. Mine will be different. But, I mean, I've seen done with orchestras where you can bring in a violin just by sliding the switch, or you can phase it out. Or you can bring up, say a trombone, even. So you can, it's a whole range of spectrum with sound. So they also do that with they use similar equipment for spying on people at long ranges with boom microphones until, you know, they can literally phase out the surrounding noise from cars and automobiles and buses and things. And
I've seen that on movies a long time ago.
Yeah, it's old technology.
We have a caller here. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Jackie. This is Kate.
Hi, Kate.
I called the WWCR and talked to Jason.
Yes.
And I said, are you trying to sabotage Jackie? And he said, oh, no, we wouldn't do that. But as I've been listening to you week after week, you are very muffled. And I think Alan has a point there. And I don't know what the reason is, other than Alan brought out another good point, that we have superstars on the short wave that, to me, have taken over. And I feel like I have no free speech.
And you have no free listening, Kate.
But all of a sudden, we are religious. Is this the main theme of the short wave, to lead you into the abyss?
Yeah.
Of religious propaganda.
That's pretty well.
I resent that. There's too many horrible things out there that we should have freedom of speech.
Yeah.
And I've noticed in other programs, certain people are jammed constantly until the king comes on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know where we go from here.
Well, who is the king, honey?
You don't know who the king of shortwave is?
No, I don't.
We got a king and queen.
Well, I don't know who you're talking about. Would you tell me?
Well, we have Miss Nightingale, right?
I don't know who Miss Nightingale is.
Florence Nightingale?
It's okay. Kate.
Yes.
You, until we're off the air, we have freedom of speech here.
Oh.
So just say what you're...
Well, you know, the continuation of Joyce Riley.
Yeah.
John Stadtmiller.
Yeah.
Alex Jones.
Okay.
Pastor Stair. And Mr. Pete Peters.
Okay.
You see?
And they all come in very clear?
Oh, yes.
All right, thank
you. If we can't express what we feel, we the people, and we have to adhere to the kings, and especially Georgina, you know, Bush. You ought to listen to Tex Mars. He's got the whole group homosexual. Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jackie.
Thanks, Kate.
Yeah, well, that's how it is. It's they know this. They've trained the public. And let's be honest, everybody's been brought up in an artificial system, yet we've taken it all for granted as being normal, simply because everyone else thinks it's normal. But there's nothing normal in it. It's a designed system, scientifically designed, as Charles Galton Darwin said, in the next million years. He said, we're just creating a more sophisticated form of slavery, and they've trained the public since television was invented to go for the superstars. You follow your stars, the wandering stars. They've used the same expression back in ancient Greece when they brought in the traveling players that gave them their culture and changed their culture with the authority, of course, of the elite. And it hasn't changed till today. So they bring out these people in every generation to lead the people round in circles and take over as the main voice and say that they're fighting the New World Order on their own, single-handed.
Yeah.
In between making movies and going to the gym and being on countless radio stations and television stations every day, I mean, that's a Superman, and I want to follow him. See?
In other
words,
I was looking at a bio of one of the kings that Kate was talking about.
Uh-huh.
He's been evidently mentioned in the Wall Street Journal.
Mm-hmm.
He's been on CNBC or ABC. What you're saying, Alan, is... when we see these people
mm-hmm.
mentioned on mainstream,
yep.
we had better
legitimate in our minds.
We had better damn know
yep.
that they're part of the program.
Well, of course, absolutely. That's why they were thrust out in front for the people to follow. And they've done this over and over. They always give us the superstars, whether it's Oprah Winfrey on regular media, or Dr. Phil that tells us how to behave, or an AJ on shortwave. It's the same technique by the same people at the top.
Okay.
And as I say, they always give you someone who's been trained to do exactly what they're doing. And I should also say that the purpose of psychological warfare, which is counterintelligence, by the way, psychological warfare has an intent, and the intent is to overwhelm the public or the enemy. In which the public, they are the enemy, you see, with so much negative, terrifying information in a machine gun fashion or a shotgun fashion is scattered at you until you can't duck out the way anymore. And when that's all you see coming at you, all you do eventually is mentally collapse, because what they're telling you is this system is so awesome and powerful, and King Kong is growing 3 miles a day above you, that there's nothing you can do about it. And
Alan,
that's the purpose of psychological warfare.
Alan.
Yeah.
Would you compare that to what you just said to what you and I have discussed on the air?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes...
I'll cut to the chase right
now. Oh, please
there.
Do.
Because
please do.
What it is, the difference is...
That, thank you.
That, see, mainstream, people go into shortwave looking for an alternate view on things, alternate information, and so they tune out to regular media. Now, when you start to get people reading the AP wires and what's on the regular media, and even giving you more than you get on the regular media, they're doing a better job than the regular media. See, so rather than get away from it, they're actually giving you more of it.
All right.
It's a day-by-day blow of what's being done to you. And that's his purpose. That is his technique. They read the AP wires and Reuters stuff and international stuff. And now people obviously are in the staff are pushing this up on his board so he can pirate it off.
Well, yeah, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to take our break.
Mm-hmm.
But you took me behind the scenes.
Yeah.
In a conversation that we had.
Yeah.
And then I saw it. Would you continue what you were explaining? Explain this to our listeners. In other words, what I remembered you saying
mm-hmm.
is that somebody calls in
mm-hmm.
and they say, okay, what are you calling about? And,
yeah.
and the people say what they're calling about.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's a particular conversation going on,
mm-hmm.
and there are people, a team,
yeah.
that pull, that do a search, bring up information,
yeah.
put it on the screen for the broadcaster,
mm-hmm.
and that broadcaster...
Sounds like a genius. He's got all facts and figures to control dates, names, times out at you.
Okay.
And of course, the people who are listening say, my God, I couldn't keep up with all. This guy is a genius. And what we do, you see, if we think someone's a genius is we put our own discernment to the side and we parrot them, we follow them. That's how you create a leader, you see, behind the scenes. That's how you do it. This is an old technique. And it's being used today.
Isn't Robbie Noel, you know, he's very... Because he's got that different accent.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't he do kind of the same thing?
Well, his whole business is selling gold and silver and so on.
I know, but
Now, from Rhodesia, who created Rhodesia? Cecil Rhodes created Rhodesia, and he was sent there by the Rothschilds to take over the diamonds and the gold and the silver of Africa. And who comes out of Rhodesia, amongst all the real genuine people who were thrown out of there, were the gold merchants. And here they are flogging the same stuff here under the pretense that you'll need this to survive. And I can tell you, if you have to try and trade gold, even today, in a hurry, go and try it and see how fast you can sell your gold or silver. Because you'll have a hard time doing it. It's a con game. And their technique is always to throw all the fear at you of what's coming. I noticed, too, that there's a Dr. Beagle going all around the place, all the shortwave stations, giving this spiel about the coming avian flu. It's been on Robbie's show. In fact, Robbie had him on every day with the update on the avian flu. And after terrifying the listeners for half an hour, then they come out with a solution. And the solution is Dr. Beagle has all these antidotes and herbs and stuff that you can take for it. So if you send to his company, he'll send them to you. And they split the loop with Robbie Noel. That's how the whole thing works. It's fear-based techniques selling, you see. Every ad is fear-based. Every single ad. They couldn't make a market in the outside of the shortwave fear-based radio because the people are all asleep. So what do? You make the market. You go where the market is, and people are terrified on shortwave because of the traditional hype, and they sell all the products they can't sell anywhere else. That's how it's done. It's like the back pages of magazines, you know, where they sell all this stuff about your balding hair and just splash this stuff on and it grows back and you don't need Viagra anymore, you know. it's the same rubbish that's always hidden in the back pages of cheap magazines. It's the same stuff that's sold in the shortwave. The same old, it's all fear-based selling. And that's, you're listening to an hour of advertising and you think it's a show. You think it's a show.
It is a show, Alan.
Yeah, they think it's informative.
It is a show.
Yeah.
That's why we don't call Sweet Liberty a show.
I mean, if I wanted to, and I was a real crook, I could do the same as a certain... Yeah, Miss Nightingale is a good term. Mind you, old Flo Nightingale in the history books was labeled as a psychopath.
Say that again.
The real Florence Nightingale was labeled as a hysterical psychopath, you know, because she used to get hysterical blindness and have tantrums and seizures if she didn't get her way.
And who was Florence Nightingale? Was she the nurse?
No, she wasn't a nurse, no.
No, but...
She was from an aristocratic family.
But who were we told she was?
The lady with a lamp, you know. On the occasional visit round the hospitals, which they had to set up, because all these British were coming back from all these wars with no limbs.
Okay.
And they were dumped on the street where they died with infections and so on. So it was a sort of cover where the British government put out a pittance to set up field hospitals for the first time. Before that, they didn't bother, because you'd always recruit more peasants. But it's becoming so highly visible with the British Empire taking all the countries over that there's a massive fallout dumped on the streets of Bristol and all the other ports where they were discarded. And there was no pension either for these soldiers. So they just lay there and rotted and died. So they brought up a few hospitals, stuck old Flo at the top of it, and made up a myth about her being so compassionate and all the rest of it, you know.
Okay.
That's the reality. But getting back to what I'm saying, the one on the shortwave, if I wanted to be like that and make a killing on money, I've got lots of clay around here. I've got lakes all over the place. And you could probably eat this clay as well because they're selling it on that show, you know. And anything will literally cure you of every disease, yeah. It'll suck every toxin out of your body. It'll grow your hair back. And men will get erections and women will get back their monthly cycle. So, I mean, it's just a wonderful thing. So I could do all that rubbish if I was a con man, but I'm not, you see. I'm not, but that's what feeds, unfortunately, the shortwave business.
Well, obviously I'm not either, Alan.
Yeah. it's a business.
You should say we're not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, what person, apart from psychopathic people, can take advantage of terror and fear, use it for their spiel before they go and sell you the stuff after terrifying the life out of you? Oh, but here's the antidote. But they do it every day. Every day. And because the public think they're being informed a little bit, no, you're not. You're being conned. You're being conned all the time, over and over. And you see, there's so much money to be made in misery. That's the health profession.
Misery and fear.
Yeah, especially misery. Because people in pain, and I know what I'm talking about because I'm in it, but they'll generally spend their last penny that they don't even have on some bag of grass or something that they chew that's supposed to have miracle cures simply because the propaganda says so. You know, you'll do anything to get rid of pain, and when traditional medicine fails you, you'll go through all this massive array of shark cartilage and all the rest of the rubbish they sell out there. And there's been millionaires made off the shortwave from selling all this stuff. And one, for 5 years, they'll try the shark cartilage, then they'll jump to the next thing, and then the next thing, and then the next thing, because every 5 years, they've got a whole bunch of new listeners.
Yeah, you don't hear anything about shark cartilage anymore.
No, well, you know the reason why they were flogging the shark cartilage for arthritis? You know the reason for it?
Because they found that sharks never got arthritis.
Sharks don't have skeletons.
No, but is that why they were saying it?
They said they don't get arthritis because they don't have any skeletons. They have no bones. They're all cartilage. They're all cartilage. That's why they don't get arthritis. But they didn't tell the public that. And they took millions from the suckers who fed into all this stuff.
Well,
you know.
And to call them suckers.
It's suckers because...
I know, but...
And you have to admit when you've been one. If you don't admit it, you'll do it again.
Okay.
With the next con that comes along. And there's lots of them out there. There's lots and lots of these cons out there. And these people make a fortune. You know, we are a world of schmucks, you see. We've all been trained to be schmucks. And listen to the professional people. I've had two professions. I'm qualified in one, and that was medicine, and I walked out of it when I saw the corruption in it. I would not do it. I will not do anything that's corrupt. But if I was a man of the world or joined the Freemasons, and they would say, well, look, you've got to take advantage of the profane, those that are unenlightened.
So
yeah, I could have done that, but
so you were a doctor and a musician.
Yeah. So yeah, I won't.
And now you're a carpenter.
No, I'm a poor schmuck myself. Yeah.
And you repair engines.
Yeah, whatever I can get my hands.
Whatever you can do, you
do. And right now I can't move, so I'm on my last legs, and until this improves, I'm.
You're back.
Yeah, because my spine's in a bad way, but. So yeah, I'm a bit broke as well, but I would not go and waste my money on all the latest gimmicks from the high mountains of Peru or anywhere else. They always give them exotic names, all these remedies, you see. And I know that Tom Valentine made a career on selling this stuff, all of this stuff.
Yeah, you said he had a billion hypochondriac listeners.
That's right, yeah. Uh-huh.
When I was talking about maybe going back to two nights a week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Jeff Bennett told me the same thing that you did.
Yeah.
That it's just not enough airtime that the superstars,
we're
then
taking over. Yeah.
They'll take over.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, Tom Valentine did one night a week on Sunday night. He had a pretty big listening audience.
Well,
and you said, yeah, he had a billion
hypochondriacs. That's right, a billion hypochondriacs. and he sold them this rotating. See, they rotate the same herbs and so on every few years. It's a whole. So if you imagine a circle, for 5 years it's going to be the shark cartilage. Then they'll go into the MSM stuff plus something else. and then they'll take from that to Ginkgo biloba and go round in circles, and every 5 years there's a whole new audience.
Alan.
And end up back on the show.
I have to take exception with what you...
I know you're gonna.
Well, fine. I've had my own experience with
it. And so have I, and it didn't do a thing for me.
Did you have MSM Plus?
Marika, no, Marika.
Huh?
I have tried the MSM. It didn't... Not
yeah, but you didn't have
Marika,
MSM
I'm not
Plus.
I'm not argue about a faith-based thing. It did not work for me.
You didn't have the
my
central
spine,
cell salts with it, Alan.
Tells me that it didn't work for me.
Yeah, I know.
And if it did, I would be as happy as could be.
Well, then I might send you a few bottles of MSM Plus, and then you can try that.
But I'm not a true believer, you see.
You don't have to be.
No,
you shouldn't be.
It helps.
It's only from your own experience, Alan.
Yeah.
I'd had
but
it.
But what it also did for me was give me one heck of a stomach upset because
well,
stuff goes through you. Because it's sulfur-based, basically.
Yeah, well...
You know, so
okay,
I didn't
well,
mention that on when you're...
Well, you know what? We should have had this conversation privately, but it's okay that we had it publicly.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't do that. MSM...
I know you can go on for an hour and 2 hours about it, but the fact is it didn't work for me, and I was just expressing my...
You didn't use MSM Plus, Alan.
Well, regardless, the thing is...
No, not regardless.
I was speaking generally about MSM, Jackie.
Well, fine.
So,
but I'm talking about MSM Plus.
Fine, Jackie. Fine. But the fact is, you see, I've had my x-rays. I know what's wrong with my spine. And it's been for me.
Hold on, we have a call. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I called a little earlier. I asked you,
October.
In October.
I wrote it down, Alan.
Yeah, we're right up.
I'm sorry, honey. Well, Alan,
yeah.
Both Alans, we're out of our hour.
Yeah.
So we'll pick this up tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
You okay? Right.
Okay. Good night, you guys. Good night, Alan.
Good night.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you back. We'll see you back tomorrow night. Oh, God, what a night. What a life. Well, anyway, if you would like to see this broadcast and see you folks, we need your help. Because otherwise, it just can't happen. We'll see you tomorrow night. God bless you.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar.
Government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for his people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Order online today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com or call 559-781-3773. Who will tell them if not you?
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
Be sure to listen to The Church at Kaweah every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m.